Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Pei Tes Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Siman Shin Mem, and we're going to begin Sif Dalet today. Sif Dalet is unique in that today we have a regular Mechaber, Ramah, Mishneh Berurah, and the other Nosei Kelim, and tomorrow's share we're just going to have Mishneh Berurah. So we will begin Sif Dalet today with the Mechaber's words. Yeshli Zohar, one has to be careful on Shabbos, Shelo Lichtov Bietzbo, not to write with one's finger, B'mashkin Al HaShulchan, with water, let's say, that's on the table, or for example, Obeifer, or ashes that are on the floor. So we're talking here about a non-permanent type of writing. You're making, for example, on a table in some liquid, you're drawing out some letters, or in ash on the floor, you're drawing out some letters. The same thing will apply if you were doing this on a frosted type of a window and you're drawing out letters, or any other non-permanent type of writing. So the Mechaber tells us that one should be careful not to do this on Shabbos. The Ramah adds, Avomuter lirshom ba'avir, but to write in the air, not to make any sort of a mark whatsoever, never mind a permanent mark, but not even a non-permanent mark, just to air write letters, that would be permissible. He brings this down in the name of the Trumas HaDeshen. Now that's the Mechaber and the Ramah for today. The rest of the time we're going to spend on the Mishneh Berurah and some of the Dirshu footnotes. So let us begin with the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud Ches. He says, Yeshli Zohar, one has to be careful not to do this type of non-permanent writing. So the Mishneh Berurah explains that the Mechaber is telling us, Rotz Lomar, after Chi of Chatus Leka, even though it's not going to be potentially an Issa Deraisa, the only way is we'll see that you can have an Issa Deraisa of writing on Shabbos, a Chi of Chatus, is if it's a permanent type of an ink on a permanent type of a paper. So even though there is no concern for that over here, because we're talking here about a temporary, non-permanent type of letter that you're writing, in order to be over the Isser, Shiyachtov Dafko Bidio, Obishar Dover Kayotzi Bezer Shirishuma Miskayim, because as we will learn, we're going to learn that in order to be over the Isser Daraisa, as I just mentioned, you have to write with ink or with some other permanent type of a marker on something that will last, that will be Miskayim. Nevertheless, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Mishnah explains, Afilu Hachi, in this situation, Mid the Rabbanon Osir Af Be'eno Miskayim. The rabbis instituted a prohibition over here. If we allow you to do this type of writing, you may come to do real writing, and therefore the rabbis instituted a rabbinic prohibition over here, and Issa the Rabbanon, on these types of writing. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Yud Tes explains that you can't write B'mashkin over here. Rotz Lomar, the Mishneh Berurah is explaining that the Mechaber is telling us, She'toval etzbo be'ezim mashke. For example, you dipped your finger into some sort of a liquid, any type of a liquid, because of Baal HaShulchan, and then you take that liquid on your fingers and you make letters on the table. Or, V'hu Adin, the same thing would apply, Al HaNiyar, if you were to write on a piece of paper, or klaf, or a parchment, U'chayotzi b'zeh, or any other type of pad or paper that you would be writing it on. So it's not permanent. Obviously, it's going to evaporate, and then it's not going to be there at all. Nevertheless, this is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Mishneh Berurah brings down the Kosu Achronim, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chav Tes. This is in the name of the Knesset HaGdola and the Yeraba. Da'afilu im Kosav Bahamashkin al Dover She'enu Miskayim. Even if you're not writing it on paper or something that normally would be permanent, but you're writing it, for example, on leaves, could go now Ale Yerokos, on the leaves of vegetables, the Chayotzi Bezer, or some other temporary type of paper. Afilu Hachim, Midr Rabbanan Osu. Nevertheless, even if you're writing it with a non permanent type of an ink on a non permanent type of a paper, so nevertheless, this is an Isser D'Rabbanan. The Mishneh Berurah continues in Sivkot and Chaf that the Mechaber told us, or if you were to write on ashes over here, you'd form the letters in ash. Hainu, Shesarat Bietzbo, the Mishneh Berurah is telling us that the Mechaber meant that you're taking your finger and you're etching out in the ash over here with your finger, Kiminosios, the form of the letters. Be'efer Nogov, in dry ash over here. V'adim B'chol, the same thing would apply if you did this in sand. Likewise, v'chein also lirshom kimin osios ala halon zechuchis. You can't go and draw out letters on a glass window b'mei hakor during the cold days, and therefore there's a frost on them. Shem lachim in hakor. There's a moisture there, and when you go and run your finger on the inside glass over here, you can make the shape of letters in the frost over here, and therefore that is forbidden as well. Midirabonon. The Imrosham Kimun Osios Bidvarb HaKrushim, and if you were to go and form letters in some sort of a crushed ice type of a beverage, for example, go Bidam in congealed blood, the Chalev or congealed fats, Shinikrash, the congealed, that were hardened, Mashma Betosefta, the Chayev, the Tosefta brings down, that would be an Issa D'Oraisa, over you'd be a Chayev, a Chatos. Now the Shaar HaTzion and Oslam Bidbeis does bring down that not everybody agrees with this. This is, he says, Lefi Mashad Be'erah B'Sefer Chastei David, it would be an Issa Daraisa Achiv Chattis, and this seems to be the same halacha that's brought down in the Hagos Sagra. However, the Prisha brings down that B'Shem and Hanikrash, when you have over here frozen oil, Hurak Isura Derabonin. That would only be over here, and Issa Derabonin. And he says, V'Tosefta Zu, he connect though. This Tosefta that we just brought down is against this lenient opinion. Ukvar Romas, let's have a safe El Yerabba, and the El Yerabba already alludes to this discrepancy. Dishu footnote number 41 brings down an interesting thing. When you're walking sometimes on ground, and the bottom of your shoe will sometimes make an imprint in the ground, and for example, if that is going to be an imprint of lettering, for example, people sometimes have the name of the sneaker underneath the bottom of the sneaker, so when you're stepping on the ground, you can create the insignia or actual name of letters over there. So Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says that's not a problem. Ein bekach isser. You have absolutely no intention of creating those letters over there, and it's not going to be a psik reisha that that's going to happen. Furthermore, there's absolutely no purpose over here in having this imprint in the ground. It's missing from it the name of being writing over here, and therefore that's not a concern. If your shoe foot, if your footprint makes some sort of an imprint on the ground, even if it's going to form letters or a design. Then the Ramah told us that if you were to do this in the air, however, there is no Isser. And the Mishnah Berurah comments on this in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. The Ramah is saying, Kidei l'rameis l'chaver eiz adobar. You're making hand signals over here and you're drawing the letter in the air, so to say, so your friend should recognize what you're drawing. The law Amrinan, the Ramah told us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, that we don't say over here, the ma'amin yoda b'chsiva aidei zed, that he's, so to say, accustoming his hand and learning his hands, getting his muscles, so to say, familiar with the writing of those letters, so that would be called like practicing writing. He said, we don't say that. And Dirshu footnote number 42 brings down that the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says, Shiroi shalolir shom suras osios ba'avir. And this is brought down in Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer Shlita on his uncle, the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, V'hu ha-din demutu liros umnus v'shavis. He brings up from various achronim that it is permitted to go and watch somebody doing something that is a skill, some sort of a procedure, for example, on Shabbos, even though you're going to learn from it, you're just watching, there's no itzur in the watching, but you might have thought that it's not allowed to watch this on Shabbos to learn from it, so he says this is permissible. Furthermore, he says, this is not something that you can do on a regular basis. You just happen to walk by and you see something interesting and you want to watch what they're doing, you're allowed to do that. And even there, one should be very careful. The artisan that's doing this, the non-Jewish person who has the right to, let's say, paint or do something that is a professional type of a procedure that he's doing over here, so you're not allowed to talk with him and ask him to explain what he's doing. As we already learned, look over there. And the issue of footnote number 44 reminds us that we learned over there that this is an Isser of Daber Dover, Shlohi Deburcho Shal Shabbos, Ki Deburcho Shal Chol. You're not allowed to speak about business type things on Shabbos, even though there's technically no Isser in what you're actually doing, but just the speech, the act of talking about these things, is over the Isser of Daber Dover. This footnote number 43 brings down a very interesting discussion. What about a doctor who's in the hospital and he's watching an operation on Shabbos? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shurak Kishein Nikor Mehistakluso Bimlocha, Mahi Matroso, if it's not clear to anybody that what you're doing is to watch over here to learn, that's when we said over here, if you're walking by something, then it would be okay to watch it. But if your intention is to clearly learn from it, then he brings down from the Shelus Yaivitz that it would be also listaka b'mlechas hanituach b'shabes k'dei l'slamidba for a person to go and watch something. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the Yaivitz would say that would be forbidden. However, in the Nishmas Avram and also in the Lev Avram, written by Rabbi Dr. Abraham ben Abraham, who is a very well-known Talmud Chacham, was also a physician who was an expert in these areas, who wrote the wonderful volume, the Nishmas Avram, as well as the Lev Avram and other svarim. So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal himself, a resident, for example, somebody who's learning a procedure, would be allowed to do that on Shabbos to watch that. Because he needs to know. He is in that situation where the next day he may be doing that procedure. That afternoon he may be doing that procedure. As opposed to a student over here, he says, who's not really taking care of sick people, he should not go in and see such surgeries on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, he says for somebody to go specifically out of their way and go and watch a non-Jewish person doing work on Shabbos, Osir, that would not be allowed. Mishum Mimtzo Chavtzicha, the same issa that we talked about from Yeshaya, Dabir Dover, Mimtzo Chavtzicha, Dabir Dover, so that we're not allowed to do. And Ayin Le'el B'Sim and Shinvav Sim Aleph, where this has already been discussed. Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Chav Beis, and he says you can't do this air writing over here. Hu Hadin Imolich Beetzbo Al Daf Noguv Kein Tsuras Osios Gam Kein Shari. He said likewise to write on a tablet where you're not making any sort of a roshim whatsoever. You're just drawing out the letters, so to say, in the air, albeit it's now on a table or on a tablet of some sort, which is clean and dry, and you're just making the form of the letters. That would also be permissible. And the reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kivan de'ein rishumo nikar ka, because there's absolutely no roshim over there. There's nothing detectable after you move your hand away. And this, therefore, is different. The lo dami lamashkin va'efer, different than with the water and with the ash that we discussed previously. There is a rishum, there is a recognizable stain or mark or writing, albeit not permanent, that's left afterwards. Here, there is nothing. And this brought that name of the Taz. The issue, footnote number 46, brings down, likewise, lasos is tsuros osios beetzbos atzman, to go form your hands into letters. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita says that that's also permissible, because ein rishum amnikar, your hands are not going to be recognizable that that's a letter there as soon as you move your hands. And there's also the opinion of Rav Oz's atzal. What about making your hands make shadows on the wall from a light? So Rav Nissen Karlitz says that's also permissible, because this, again, is not at all permanent. It's really very fleeting and temporary. Your hands aren't going to be in this position, so you made the rabbit against the shadow on the wall, and that will last for a second while your hand is up there. The minute you move your hands, obviously nothing will be there. However, he does bring that if you are making some sort of a permanent shadow structure over there, so you put something down that will leave a more permanent shadow for a short period of time, he thinks that would be forbidden. Because here, miskayim adova leperek zman mesuyim, it's going to last for a short period of time. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Osner Zatzal, do not think that there is any such issue over here, and they give us an example why that's not a concern over here, from whether you're allowed to project slides or show transparencies on a wall. Assuming, of course, that the lamp was lit on Erev Shabbos, and all you're doing is putting up the slides, so you're not actually doing any electrical isser over here, so they hold that that technically would be permitted. And indeed, it's brought down the name of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shehitir Lasus Kain, he technically permitted you to do this. And while Rav Osner Zatzal felt that there wasn't an isser over here of Ksiva, he felt that Yesh Bezeh Zilzul B'Chavit Shabbos, he shouldn't do this because of Zilzul B'Chavit Shabbos. And however, Rav Nissen Karl Lishlita has a more machmir opinion. He says this is included in Ksiva, and just like he did not allow you to go and make these somewhat more permanent, lasting shadow type figures, he didn't allow you to use these transparencies or projector slides, even if there's no electrical problem over here. He felt that that was also midrabbanan. The issue footnote number 47 brings down, what about writing with some sort of an invisible ink? For example, kigon shekosev im chelev chai agabinir. You take over here raw fat, and you put it on a piece of paper in a way that when you're putting it on the paper right now, you won't recognize anything. But if you put it next to a fire, so then the heat from the fire will make that writing visible. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shim einak sav nikor bishas haksiva ein bekach iso deraisa. He says, certainly not going to be an iso deraisa if you can't see anything while you're writing it. However, he says, bishas haksiva nikor haksav, if it's recognizable at the time that you do it. However, la'achar zman hu nivla la'toch haniyah, albeit it will get absorbed into the paper later on, he does think that would be an iso deraisa. Likewise, if one to go and put this fat against the fire, so now it's revealed, so the pre-begotten brings down, shava pish eno over al iso deraisa, it may not be an iso deraisa to make these fatty letters that had been previously invisible now appear, mikomokom osu lasus kemi derabbanan. The pre-begotten says that would be an iso derabbanan, because dome hadover l'ksiva, it's similar to writing, and therefore the rabbis forbade it. The issue footnote number 48 adds over here, im kosav al dover hamiskayim, if you write something on something that is a permanent thing, like a piece of paper, but you have no intention that it should be permanent. For example, you're writing it samuch l'motzei Shabbos, you're writing it an hour before the Shkia, and it's your intention to go and burn it right after Shabbos is over, so it's going to be around for an hour. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish writes, hareze b'chlal dover miskayim v'chayim, that would be an issur d'oraisa over here, because when you wrote it, it had the potential to be permanent, albeit you intended to destroy it, and that therefore would be an issur d'oraisa. Now, at this point, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and the Ramah did not provide many additional details about the issur of ksiva, of writing on Shabbos, and of mochek, of erasing on Shabbos. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'agav By the way, Nevar Po, I will go and take an opportunity over here to explain in more detail from the Gemara, Mina Gemara, Poskim, Ikre Dine Kosi V'mochek, the essentials of the dinim of writing and erasing on Shabbos, B'dover Sheyesh B'chi Evchatos, as to what is an Issa Daraisa that's a Chi Evchatos, or B'dover Shu Pot to the Osir, as opposed to other things which may be forbidden on a rabbinical level over here, because Ki HaShulchan Aruch Kitzer B'zeh, because the Shulchan Aruch did not write in great detail about this. And, in Yitz Hashem, we will pick this up in tomorrow's Shir, the Mishnah Berurah, which also we'll be doing in tomorrow's Shir, along with some of the Dirshu footnotes, then goes through a listing over here of many different halachos and pratim of these dinim of ksiva and mochek on Shabbos. He also has a long bir halach over here, b'mashkin ala shulchan, also telling us other details about non-permanent writing. And we will leave this for another time. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will go through the Mishnah Berurah's categories of kosev and mochek, and that will conclude today's shir.